This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Salon Real and Chevy.
InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The Central Intelligence Agency, this was classified 14 years ago, put Mao Zedong in power. He then killed 80-plus million of his own people. And the globalists, from David Rockefeller to Mazin Brzezinski, have all written books admitting their master plan to use Chinese slave labor and Chinese ingenuity to take over the planet. They would use laws domestically in the West to shut us down, while moving all industry and all rare earth minerals and basically all deep water port operations to the Chinese. They would then double cross the West and do a counterstrike on Russia with nuclear weapons. And that, too, has been declassified. Now, they could always double cross the Chinese, but the elites have made their bed with China. Now, I was going to walk in here today, because I really meditated on it, focused on it for hours this morning. And I was going to announce that Hillary Clinton is a communist Chinese spy, and that the communist Chinese are clearly the number one manipulators of our domestic operations, allied with Saudi Arabia and others. And the evidence is all there. Now, I've been told that by current and former high-level Pentagon people. I've been told that by former and current spy chiefs. But I don't need to listen to them. I know. I see the propaganda on TV and in movies and in print, where there's almost no criticism of China and execution mills and mobile execution vans and people being forced to work 18 hours a day and the most inhuman activities in the world, and Christians and Buddhists being grabbed and their organs being sold beyond any horror movie you can imagine. Every science fiction movie I go see, or every adventure movie I see, the Chinese are the innovators. They run NASA. We're all idiots. The Politburo loves us. Red flags are flying. This is like what old men are telling Hollywood to do. It's so ham-fisted. It's so crazy. I don't need to open the newspaper up to tell you China is taking over Hollywood. And if you think Hollywood drooling and hating Christians and gun owners and veterans was bad, that's why they just merge perfectly with the inhuman communist Chinese. Then I go to DrudgeReport.com after I'd already decided to do this today. And guess what I see? Right there in the middle. The Hollywood Reporter. This is Hollywood telling you this. Meet Hollywood's new ruler, China's richest man, which is tied into the very families and groups that made the deal in 1949 with the communists and the CIA. And they're leveraging everything they've got to buy all six Hollywood studios. And the Hollywood studios have been like hookers on a street corner, shaking their asses, sticking their legs out, promising they give the best time. I mean, I have been watching Hollywood in a total worship fest for communist China. The most bloodthirsty, murderous operation the globe has ever seen. Now, I'm driving home last night, and Rob Duke calls me, and he says, have you seen the new Pachinik video? Pachinik hasn't shown his face in 20-something years. Co-author of Clancy's books. He wasn't just in the State Department. I'll stop right there. One of the founders of Delta Force, involved in overthrowing eight countries. Stuff he talks about here on air, you know, days later, the FBI routinely shows up at his house. This is not a game. Pachinik called me last week and said, get ready, you know, we're launching a counter-operation. And I went, well, I know people are doing that. Okay, great. You know, come on as soon as you can. Nico had him set up, I think, tomorrow. He's coming on in 30 minutes. And Pachinik, his bottom line, said, absolutely, that's what's known, is that it's not just influence of the Chinese. They're making a move with Hillary on the U.S. That's why the intelligence agencies are having to move on her. Not that they're even perfect, but they know, as General Flynn has advised Trump, this is the end of America. If you don't elect Trump and if we don't stop Hillary, we're going into full resistance mode. We have been taken over, okay?
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Elections will not be rigged. What does that mean?
First of all, it's rigged. And I'm afraid the election's going to be rigged. I have to be honest.
But somewhere between 2 and 5%
Betsy, please,
of illegal voters
I can't.
Vote.
We've cited so not evidence on stop, or I'm going to have to cut this interview short.
Have you seen the recent videos that Project Veritas released showing Democratic operatives talking about how they've been working to commit election fraud?
Well, we don't have election fraud in America.
Well, a Pew Research report shows that 1 in 8 voter registrations are, quote, significantly inaccurate or no longer valid.
The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. And their agenda is to elect crooked Hillary Clinton at any cost, at any price, no matter how many lives they destroy.
I have presented the evidence to my viewers, and my viewers trust me to tell them the truth.
We try to fact check the candidates. People don't believe us. When we try to report on the candidates, people think they are not getting the straight scoop from us.
We run elections, and we run them well here.
In 22 primaries, the votes have shifted in 20 of them. The exit polling data in New York State shifted 12%. A shift of 2% is fraud.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios,
There is no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections.
Indiana State Police raided the group, the Indiana Voter Registration Project, in an investigation of alleged voter registration fraud that has grown to 56 counties.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
After the release of the latest Project Veritas videos in particular, I want to draw your attention to Robert Kramer, a convicted felon who visited the White House, according to reports, 342 times, also met personally with the president some 47 times, the most recent occasion being in June of this year.
Five days out, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. Hard to believe, ladies and gentlemen, that we are only 5 days out. It is simply incredible. Wednesday, November 2nd, 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. We are going to break and document and confirm the most important news in modern history in the United States. Historical actions have already taken place, and more are about to take place, of the highest import, of the highest importance. Obviously, we have a new Project Veritas video. It's up on Infowars.com. It was got so much traffic, it crashed their website. And it's a top Democrat saying that black people have something wrong with them and are stupid if they're supporting Trump. And then he uses the most perfect analogy, using the German name for Jews that helped round up other Jews and kill them, and says that black people that support Trump are like that. And it's just funny because this guy's Jewish saying this, and the liberals in this country follow one of the top Nazi collaborators of World War II, incredibly prolific, helping sniff out and round up Jews, George Soros. And then Madeleine Albright, her dad, probably rivaled the exploits of the young George Soros. It's just, when you know history, it's so rich. Like when Hillary accuses Trump of Russian ties with no evidence, but they've opened up FBI investigations now. Closed one on Trump, opened one on Manafort. Zero evidence, former campaign head. And it's exactly what Hillary's up to. And those emails have now come out with Podesta hiding the money he was getting from Russia, and Hillary, you know, getting huge amounts of money in her foundation for uranium and cobalt. So you can build dirty bombs, not just hydrogen bombs, but jacket them with cobalt so that the half-life is basically forever. And it's extremely radioactive. So a radiation bomb is what they are. A 40-megaton warhead jacketed in cobalt properly creates millions of times the radiation. Look it up. Millions, millions of times. And that's what our loving government and the Russians have been developing for 40 years. Cobalt-jacketed H-bombs. They're called doomsday bombs because they make the surface of the Earth unlivable for basically ever. Because millions of years is forever for our species. So, there you have it. That's the type of stuff we have here in front of us today. But I'm going to get to our number one gigantic mega story that's bigger than anything we've ever covered. And it's because it's hiding in plain view. We've known this for a long time, but now there's a mass awakening in our police and in our military and in the intelligence agencies. And it ties into the front of the Hollywood Reporter today. Wanda Chairman reveals ambitious plan to invest billions in all six Hollywood studios. That means take them over. Wang Zhanlin, China's, quote, richest man, wants to take over the big six studios. They already have to a great extent. And that ties into what I was already going to cover today. I have interviewed on and off air generals, spy chiefs, former spy chiefs, you name it. And the consensus is, and the evidence is overwhelming, even in mainstream news, that Hillary, Rodham Clinton, is the number one communist Chinese agent in the world, and the WikiLeaks all show that, and she's in direct contact with the president of China doing his bidding. To the point of, she was representing him to other governments as well. She's a globalist top-level operative like Kissinger, and I'm going to explain this very simply. It's mainline history taught by the Council on Foreign Relations, not taught to the general public, but taught to executives. Available if you want to know. A deal was made in the 70s to move all of our industry to China, give them all the deep water ports, all the main infrastructure, the Panama Canal, the rare earth minerals, leverage out global competition, end competition, consolidate control through a rigged economy by putting regulations on the West, but not on China, dominate, and then dictate the terms of economic surrender to the planet. And that's why it's come out that her aide reportedly gave classified information to China. It's all high treason, ladies and gentlemen. That's why she wears 1960s Maoist era outfits, silk outfits from China. It's a total message that I'm your bitch to China. We have been blown wide open. Now, Steve Pachinik's obviously told me a lot of stuff off air he hasn't told the public. I'm going to really push him today to just do it. And I don't just get my information from Steve Pachinik. This came out in the 80s and the 90s. It came out in the news, the missile secrets, the reentry devices, you know, the MIRV technology, the multiple reentry device systems, all of it, the booster systems, the whole thing. That's cruise missiles, nuclear reactors. Our government gave China everything after 1949. Everything. Everything. They're fighters. They're helicopters. It's all copies. Now, we have been maneuvered into this treason. And so, of course, Trump comes out and says, oh, yeah, Wang Jianlin thinks he's going to get us by the short hairs. Trump is going to grab China's Wang. You better know that. I don't mean that as a joke. They know it. He's an American. He doesn't like seeing us get a raw deal. He's coming. And Trump represents America returning. He isn't perfect, but he's America. I'm America. You're America. No matter what color you are, you believe in this country and free market and freedom. All we hear about is the crimes of America on the media all day that are nothing compared to China. And the constant pissing on the Republic to make us feel bad, while nothing is said about China and mobile execution vans and robots replacing people and Christians and everybody having their organs harvested. Good God. And the left gets all the deals for the Apple factories and the suicide nets and the worst labor. But they're all liberal here, like, oh, I've got a long beard and I wear a pink shirt. I'm liberal. It's all camo for hardcore predators that are taking this country down. Apple, Al Gore, all of them are literally in bed with China. Maurice Strong, David Rockefeller, when Mao died, wrote sad articles in the New York Times about how great communism was under him and the model for America. And it's these guys worth hundreds of billions of dollars like Wang Jianlin saying they're in a communist country with a bunch of slaves under them. That's what communism is. When Obama says you can't have a car, you can't have air conditioning, and he's in a jumbo jet. China is the global model for world government. The last four Chinese presidents say that constantly in the news. China and its model of communism is the ultimate expression of capitalism and the global governance model and is being adopted on a planetary scale. These are quotes. Americans must be taught that they cannot have their firearms. Americans must be brought into line with the global community and China's model. These are quotes. Let's skip the break. Most important information we ever covered. Now, we know this, but, I mean, there are articles out today where we're being dictated that you cannot act masculine or show your arms in college now if you have big muscles because it's hurtful to women. They're emasculating the country, folks, saying men can't show muscles. Or you can't have pictures of men for the sports team. It's hurtful. This is total cult brainwashing. This isn't out-of-control liberals. This is scientific destruction of the family and turning us all against each other. And now the communist Chinese are working with Zuckerberg to censor the internet and taking Hollywood over, allied with the Saudi Arabians. This has been going on for a decade. All the ignorant people make little jokes. Oh, really? China and Saudi Arabia run Hollywood. Oh, you're covering up for the Jews. All the stupid anti-Semites out there. The point is that Hollywood's being taken over, ladies and gentlemen. It's a fact. And the propaganda is worse than ever. And if you thought Hollywood was anti-family, anti-America before, get ready. I'm sorry I'm a trailblazer. I'm sorry I know what I'm talking about. But we're giving you the facts here. Now, Trump keeps saying this is America's last chance unless we go to the Second Amendment. We are in Mayday emergency. We are on fire. We are down. We have been overrun. Our borders are wide open. They're sowing distrust. They're trying to start race riots. They're trying to get the police killed. More got killed today. They are ramping up the civil unrest with a crazy Nazi collaborator on an oxygen tank still running the country, basically, who's totally allied with China. And what does China and George Soros have in common? They've got screaming you-know-whats for this country. They want to mount our heads, man. Like a trophy hunter wants to mount the biggest bull elephant, they want to mount George Washington's head on the damn wall. And I will not sit here and watch what our forebears did and what your fathers and mothers and everybody did and what we've done to watch this country taken over and shut down. Now, we keep saying, where's the military? Where's the police? Where's the FBI? Where are all these agencies? I'll tell you where they are. They're waiting for you. They've put out the WikiLeaks. By the way, it was in 2009 the Inspector General sent letters that have just now been released in the last month. Paul Watson did an article on this saying investigate the State Department and the way Hillary's handling information. They were telling you then it was happening. The National Archives as well. Then more came out. In 2012, 2013, investigations were begun. The FBI whitewashed it all. Julian Assange was given the intel by people inside the intelligence community. I'm going to stop right there. So they start the narrative, it's the Russians. The Russians have hacked stuff before. They admit it when they do. It's stuff that affects them. It's international. They are really good about not getting involved with actual statecraft and telling the U.S. not to with them. They only got into UN because that treaty affected them for carbon taxes and other things like that. They're constantly hacking the UN. They're constantly hacking U.S. diplomats when they're doing international stuff. Internal stuff, Russia's been leaving it alone. It's China, while it works with the globalists, bombarding the United States because the globalists are letting China do it to penetrate things on purpose. China reportedly has something like 200 times a day more cyber attacks going on to the U.S. than Russia does. Russia basically isn't cyber attacking anything, and they admit that. There's organized crime over there that has credit card theft and stuff like that, and Russia certainly got its problems. But the issue here is, ladies and gentlemen, China is hammering the hell, probing everything, super belligerent, super arrogant, has penetrated everything, tells the president to get off the back of the plane, total big insult in Asia, to rub his face in the manure, scream at the diplomats on the tarmac saying, this is our country, you go if you don't like it. Because they have no respect for us because they've penetrated us and they've bought us and they control us. And ladies and gentlemen, when you see fake liberal media, these are the most pathetic, sad people in the world. You are seeing teleprompter readers who have been hired because they're empty nobodies who will say any lie or do anything. No wonder the big newspapers are collapsing, they've announced today. Revenue down 95% in quarterly profit. They're in free fall, total free fall. Because people now know this isn't just liberal idiots. These are enemy operatives. Do you understand? These are the most disgraceful, dishonored, actual officers of a take. They are literal collaborators in the cloth of the Vichy French. The French stood down in World War II. The Maginot Line and all that crap and Dunkirk. Only the British followed. The British military didn't fully stand down, but the French did because the general staff was already sold by Hitler. They took over France the next day. Hitler, 2 weeks later, was in Paris. The French were told by the media, stand down and do what Hitler said. You understand that? That's the same deal. It's a covert operation. And they are all arrogant up there. And so there's been a counter to it. We've told you about this for the last year. And now we've had William Binney come out. We've had the British, former British top ambassador come out and said that he was at a meeting with the U.S. government just a few weeks ago, and we have the clip coming up, and they said no. And he was told who did it, actually. here's the deal. They know who did it. They don't want to go bust them because they can show it's espionage against our country and that they were doing this as patriots, and then they can't blame the Russians. They don't want to go grab the people. And let me tell you what's very close to happening. There's very close to a press conference being held with members of the FBI, NSA, CIA, Defense Intelligence, you name it, with people like General Flynn there, who was the head of Defense Intelligence 2 years ago when they kicked him out of there because he wouldn't work for Al-Qaeda. You understand what you're hearing right now? They're very close to a press conference and just coming out and saying, this is who did it, blah, 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 did it for America. These people are traitors. They're communist Chinese agents. They're Saudi agents. Here's even more. Boom, you're going down. And all of you that work for this are the scum of the earth and weak-minded filth. Now, let's go ahead and play Dr. Steve Pachinik, never shown his face in 25 years. Breaking down, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever, what's really happened with the soft coup, and it is going. And we haven't completely won because Hillary's launched a coup. They're effectively in control of the U.S. right now. America is battling for its life right now. You understand that? Here it is.
On November 1, 2016, Hillary and Bill Clinton and their entourage of assistants effected a civilian coup. In contrast to the usual concept of a coup where the military is involved and takes over the White House and communication centers, very much like the scenarios you see in a movie, this coup was done silently and very effectively through two methods, corruption and co-optation. The Clintons have been involved in co-opting our White House, our judiciary, our CIA, our Federal Bureau of Investigation, our Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, and our Director of the FBI, James Comey, for some time now. What they've done is to make sure that they were part and parcel of a group of people who were interrelated through political cronyism. However, in order to stop this coup, we in the intelligence community and others involved have informally gotten together, and with their permission, I am beginning to announce that we've initiated a counter coup through Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. What has happened in effect when Comey had to open up the case of Hillary Clinton and discuss the emails that were involved with the Anthony Weiner case, it was not the case itself that was as important as the fact that this was the entree for many of us in the counter coup to say to the administration, we have your number. Not only do we have your number, we're going to stop you from making Hillary the president of the United States. And at the same time, we will convict and indict the president of the United States, Loretta Lynch, and many others who were involved in the cover-up of the massive corruption that occurred under the Clinton Foundation. Now, in both cases, their coup was silent, and our counter-coup was silent, and it was all transgressed or occurred on the Internet. And this is probably the first time in the history of any country where a coup was initiated on through the Internet and a counter-coup was initiated through the Internet. I am just a small part of something far bigger than myself. It was the brave men and women who were in the FBI, the CIA, the Director of Intelligence, the military intelligence, and men and women in 15 other intelligence organizations who were sick and tired of seeing this corruption in the White House and the Justice Department and in the intelligence system. And we decided that there was something we had to do in order to save the Republic. So we initiated a counter coup through Julian Assange, who's been very brave and really quite formidable in his ability to come forth and provide all the necessary emails that we gave to him in order to undermine Hillary and Bill Clinton. Again, America, we're going through a major, major transition and, quite frankly, a second American revolution. We do not have guns. We do not have weapons. We do not intend to kill anybody. We do not intend to harm anybody. But we, the American public, and those of us who serve as veterans and in the intelligence service like myself, will stop the Clintons from assuming power that they don't deserve. At the same time, we will make certain that Obama leaves without any trail of a pardon or any other act of treason.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's Dr. Steve Pachinik. The full video is at stevepachinik.com, Infowars.com. It's got millions of views right now with the different versions that he's posted, that we've posted. He's going to join us via video Skype for the first time ever. He hadn't been seen again in public in 25 years.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello, everybody. My name is Charlie Sayles. I'm a Vietnam veteran, harmonica player, vocalist, and blues songwriter. Now, I've been married, been homeless, every which way. But right now, I've hooked up with a great record company. Not just me, a lot of musicians. You're going to like this. This message is brought to you by FetalRecords.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're only 5 days out from probably the most historic election since the founding of our country in 1776. We're going to go into Dr. Steve Pachinik here in just a moment. First time ever video Skype. Amazing, huge developments that I can confirm to you are going on at the highest levels of the Pentagon, 15 intelligence agencies, you name it. We have the British ambassador coming out confirming that he's been at the meetings. This is the U.S. government releasing this stuff on Hillary. They've been all through Trump stuff. The FBI admits no connection to Russia. The average FBI agent knows what's happening, wants to save this country. China, to a great extent, is walking all over us. The Philippines, I mean, we are a joke because we've been so penetrated. They announced today that Communist China intends to take over all six Hollywood studios. I've already seen the incredible pro-Communist Chinese propaganda in almost every movie I go see now. It's getting crazy. And it's so ham-fisted is why it was obvious, but now it's admitted. So that's coming up. We're going to be talking to Dr. Steve Pachinik with the biggest news ever about the Hillary globalist coup and now the counter-coup to that that's taking place in the viral video he put out yesterday. Now, before we go any further, I feel bad even doing this, but we have to fund this operation. We're a free market system. and I've not been plugging a lot lately, and we're losing money. We need to fund the operation. We're launching a new product that has been several years in development. The number one seller out there is hair, nails, and skin. And this is the very best formula out there. Similar formulas cost like $100. This cost a fraction of that. It is BioPCA hair and nail formula. Again, contains 10,000 mcg of biotin per serving with collagen and folate and more. You definitely want to check this out. Just two vegetable capsules a day. It's 60 vegetarian capsules, a dietary supplement. We're really proud of this, and it'll help fund our operation while giving people things they absolutely need. And obviously, if it helps your skin and nails and hair, it helps a lot more. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139. And we're going to extend it for 42 hours because we were able to call My Patriot Supply and get them to extend another 42 by some serious arm twisting. And I love them to death, but I just said I don't have to go out and get other folks who won't let me do this. 30 to 40% off all the storable food for another 42 hours, and then it is over. Take advantage of that. High quality, last 25 years. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the nutraceutical supplement area. And it funds this operation, and we need your support because I've been so on target and sending our crew all over the country. And quite frankly, not even doing advertising and plugs, as you hear half the time, that it's important more than ever that I do plug and that people support us. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Okay. Now, there is a multinational coup going on over this country. They've used corruption to do it. It's even mainstream news. We're going under foreign corporate global governance. The communist Chinese are at the heart of it. The Saudis are involved. Others are involved. And we are having everything dictated to us like we were China 200 years ago that was a colony of the West and broken into 12 parts. America is losing its sovereignty. We are being bankrupted by design. And the globalists admit this is their philosophy so they can dictate the terms of the United States' basic surrender to this hegemonic system. And the problem is the system that we're going into is so authoritarian. I mean, we don't hear any criticism of China for human rights abuses, any of it now, selling political dissidents' organs, Christians and Buddhist organs. That's just an example of what I'm talking about and how the Philippines says America's over, you're done, China runs everything now, get out of our country. He knows Hillary's penetrated. Hillary and the WikiLeaks has represented the Chinese president just 2 years ago. Total treason. You can just Google it. It comes up that she represents the Chinese. She represents anybody. She's like a street-walking whore. And it is so bold and insane that we've let this get to this point. So Dr. Steve Pachinik at stevepachinik.com put out a video yesterday breaking down the fact that Hillary and her cohorts have done a coup on America. Look at the FBI. I mean, she's above the law. And so that people in the military, the different intelligence agencies that we know have been giving WikiLeaks their info, the British ambassadors come out. William Binney has said on air and off air, I mean, he's gone further than we did 6 months ago. He says it is U.S. intelligence doing this. And they're ready for the government to try to come after them and others and ready to basically do press conferences saying, oh, okay, you know, here are the people that released it because this is treason. Go ahead and try to prosecute us. They were hoping that the FBI would do the right thing and would keep Hillary out, but they're ready, folks. So Hillary, one way or another, is in deep trouble. And Dr. Steve Pachinik, again, one of the founders of Delta Force, head of psychological warfare in the State Department, ran, admittedly, this is in the BBC, you name it, has run the overthrow of at least six governments. He's the real deal in covert action. He's a psychiatrist, but also has a degree from MIT. Most of you know who he is, but he's never been seen in 25 years. Co-wrote books with Tom Clancy. He's the character Jack Ryan's based on. Hadn't been seen in 25 years. This is a guy that, you know, sends me photos when he's inside North Korea, you know, when he's on vacation. Wink, wink. I mean, he's the real deal. Everybody knows that. And you've seen the things he's talked about over the years come true. And so he's dialed in, folks, and we're dialed in as well. We've checked the things he said with high-level folks. And notice General Flynn is advising Trump. He's one of the leaders of the resistance. Okay? So all of this is happening. This is history happening. I'm going to try to shut up now. Give him the floor until the end of the hour. Dr. Steve Pachinik, please roll through what we're facing, the stages we're at right now, 5 days out from the election, with their takeover group, versus the ghost of George Washington, I'd call it, fighting for this country's life?
Well, as I've said before on your show and other places, we had had a civil coup that was initiated by Hillary and her cohorts based on corruption and political cronyism. We had a counter coup, which was initiated several days ago by some of the people in 16 different organizations, as you mentioned. However, there's been more and more information coming out, and now we are concerned that two people are specifically targeted by our intelligence system. One is Uma Abedin. The issue of Uma Abedin and her connections to Saudi Arabia and the Salafists, and particularly with those Salafists or Imam who funded Al-Qaeda and subsequently, presumably, Osama bin Laden, she is a very concerned target for us. And the reason for that is the question is she was born here in the United States, left after 2 years, and went back to Saudi Arabia. The family's prominent, wealthy. They know, you guys know the story. The real key issue is how did she come back in 1996, get to the top of the ladder, the political ladder, and become an assistant to Hillary Clinton, when in fact her connections, including her mother, her brother, and others, are very much tied in with the Wahhabis, Saudi Arabia, and the government. The answer from my perspective, and possibly from those who I work with, is that she's very much of an agent of influence and both an operative and infiltrator on behalf of the Saudi Arabia. Now,
and that's why she had the 650,000 emails reportedly under the name Insurance on Hillary gathering data.
That's part of it. But what Alex, what I really want to talk about is the fact she's been here for a long time. And the question is, who gave her the top secret clearance that she had received after having been here only 2 years after 1996? So the question goes back to who, in fact, in our three-letter agency worked in Saudi Arabia. There's only one agency. It's either Catholics in Action or the CIA, John Brennan, who has been very close to the Saudi Arabians, and also the Israelis. Now, why do I talk about both these issues? The ultimate distraction in this whole storyline with Uma Abedin and Anthony Weiner has been, to me, somewhat of a farce. It's been either contrived or combination of, you know, ongoing problems, but a highly contrived scenario, which distracts from the fact that Uma Abedin is very much of a Saudi agent. However, she married a Jew, a pathetic Jew, but nevertheless, that neutralized the notion that she was a total Saudi influence. At the same time, there's a man by the name who we're targeting named Peter Kadcik, K-A-D-C-I-C-K. That's news. He works with a law firm in Washington, D.C. called Dickstein Shapiro. I know Dickstein Shapiro. I know their senior partner, Barry Levin. They're not very good lawyers, qua lawyers, but they're extremely good at lobbying. 10, 15 years ago, they would charge me something like $600 per hour. So, you know, they're not the smartest lawyers, but they could be the most corrupt lawyers in the business. Peter Kadcik was brought into the Justice Department as a result of being Podesta's lawyer, and Peter Kadcik got Podesta off of criminal charges. Podesta, who's as stupid as the day is long, made a comment saying, this is my kind of lawyer. He makes sure that I never go to prison. So what we have is a Jewish law firm, Dickstein Shapiro, with a Jewish representative, Peter Kadcik, who is in turn going to evaluate and investigate a corruption trial with Uma Abedin. That's a complete farce. And the farce continues because the corruption that's going on between Hillary Clinton and Obama is so serious that when I said weeks ago that we had a civilian coup and that we in the intelligence community informally initiated a counter coup, that's a major, major statement. Now,
sure, when you talk about history, and I've confirmed with a lot of humble folks, people are now ready to pretty much do anything to save the country because every other way and avenue to fix things has been basically shut down. So now let's get to the historical point we are, just for lay folks out there, Dr. Pechenik, about why this has been activated what you think is now going to unfold in the next 5 days, where we're going. I mean, explain to folks, talk to us like we're not, you know, former spy chiefs.
What's been activated is really an American revolution through the words of Donald Trump. He may or may not know the specifics, but that's not as important as the fact that he brought out the temperance and the anger that the American public feels, including what you said was...
Well, sure, he's being advised by people that I know full well are part of the counter-operation, so that's why I know
Michael
him.
Flynn, I have the highest respect. I can't say anything more. He was the director of intelligence in the Defense Intelligence Agency. So there are those in the Defense Intelligence Agency with whom I have worked and still continue to work. So we're at a key point. What the intelligence community is saying is that there are several charges that want to be dealt with regard to Hillary Clinton. They want her to be indicted for bribery, corruption, obstruction of justice, lying under oath, and most importantly, it's a RICO charge. That's what we use against the Gambino family and the crime families. And the reason we want to initiate that, and there will be a prosecutor to come forth to prosecute her, whether she gets into the White House or not, is because she has been involved in massive corruption with massive collusion. Now, you're getting other people involved as well. So you're talking about Obama, you're talking about Loretta Lynch, you're talking about a Peter Kavchuk, you're talking about a whole line of people, including the Podesta brothers, who have been involved in this collusion of corruption.
Yeah, with Russia.
Where do we go from here? We have 5 to 6 days to go. If she is elected, there will be an initiative to impeach her as the President of the United States. Our suspicion is that Obama will not pardon her. The reason for that is Obama is too smart. He too came in through the intelligence system, as I said before, particularly the CIA. He worked for Peter Geithner. He worked for the Asian Society. He is a front for many of these groups. Contrary to what he said, the story is total nonsense. He was not a initiator of civil action on the local level. He was very much a product of the CIA. But you've got to remember two things. Saudi Arabia's had a major influence in our government since the Clintons, the Bush seniors, the Bush juniors, and now Hillary. They wanted to make sure that they had somebody very close to the hand of power. And in this case, they initiated her and penetrated Huma Abedin very early on in 96. And I've got to say, as a counterintelligence agent, they did a very good job. Because no one in the press, not one person in the intelligence community, other than the people I've dealt with, have really spotted this. Secondly, there's an issue of diversity that people are concerned about, particularly Obama. Well, we have diversity because Israel has also penetrated our intelligence, as you've seen with Michael Chertoff and the other people involved in 9/11. So this is a continuation of the corruption and collusion that our government in Washington, D.C., as committed against the American people.
Sure. So let's boil it down then, Dr. Pachinik. I mean, you put out powerful videos. You've gone public. You haven't been seen on video in two decades. Now, you got out of the Council on Foreign Relations 15 years ago and rebuked them for 9/11. You've been exposing it all. You've been dead on about the de-evolution back in the States, the Brexit. Catalonia predicted it here 5 years ago before it even happened. So you're talking to folks inside the government. You're talking to all your contacts, different agencies you were with. And with the State Department, you were basically with them all. And now clearly people understand we have to act. And the intel I've gotten is we have to act because Hillary knows time is not on her side. They're going to move to sew up the country, shut down internet freedom, and try to basically shut us down. So that's why we've got to go into high gear, because they realize long term we have the momentum. They want to shut down the peaceful process we've been using to counter them because they know we're winning. They want to push it into a destabilization program activated with Soros and others, the Black Lives Matter. And so this is a critical juncture right now. As you said, history is happening right now, a major moment in history, probably one of the most important in our history. What can the public do to make sure this criminal is brought to justice?
Well, they can support Trump with the fact that he said this election is rigged. In other words, when the results come in, they can defy the results and stand up and say, we don't accept the results. And the reason for that is, again, you've talked about, and you had a very intelligent woman talk about, the fact that the Diebold machineries and Dominion have really rigged the machineries in such a way that if Hillary is viable, as that lovely lady said, she will win. If that's the case, then the American public have to stand up without violence and say we cannot accept this election result. There will be no way that Hillary can win legally.
That's right. They're already fractionally shaving. They're already flipping all over. They're already selling the narrative Trump's losing. Even in rigged polls, sampling 12% more, ABC and a bunch of others, he is now 6, 8, 9, 10 points ahead.
Well, there's no question that Trump will be in the forefront. There's no question that Trump will not accept the results of the election. I will also say neither will the intelligence community accept the results of the election. The most honorable thing that Hillary could do, and I doubt she will do it, is to resign. Probably the only person I can appeal to within that family whom I do know, and I think I regard her quite high, is Chelsea. I've known her since she was a teenager. She has had the same concerns about the Clinton Foundation that we've had. She's had major concerns about the corruption, about the fact that the foundation was taken over by the Podestas and Band or whoever the man was working with Bill Clinton. She's also the one who gave us the tip-off on the fact that 10,000 Haitians were killed because of the Clinton initiatives in Haiti, and she was dismissed. So I can appeal to her on the part of the United States to say to her, tell your mother to stand down. If she does not stand down, this will continue as a revolution, hopefully civil, hopefully without violence.
Well, let me bring this up. I mean, you're one of the foremost psychological warfare guys ever. You got the Camp David Accords passed. I mean, you're credited for running those, the only successful court ever, and then right through to modern times behind the scenes. What would you say about Hillary? I know you personally know. She seems to have degenerated.
You know, what I can say about Hillary is just, you don't need a psychiatrist to basically say what I've said all along. It's a woman who has come to the point of such self-destruction that she in turn will bring the whole country into a self-destructive mode. It's a woman who never really could achieve the aspirations that she stated. In other words, she claims she went to Yale, that's true, but unfortunately she's not as bright as she thought she was. She wasn't as accomplished as she maintains she is. Her judgment is terrible. Her ability to assess strategy and tactics is terrible.
By the way, her WikiLeaks, all her colleagues say she's a disaster and a horrible person. That's all the emails.
Well, I'm going to quote, not only Podesta, but I'm going to quote General Colin Powell, who said, everything she touches, she messes up, and then he has the word hubris with pride. So you have an arrogant, ineffectual,
loser,
dysfunctional woman who wants to be the president of the United States, has never really initiated anything on her own or accomplished any accomplishment of any significance.
She's a clear and present danger.
She's a total clear and present danger. However, in that sense, I do not want any attempts at assassination. I do not want an overthrow of the government. This is a natural evolution in the world of the internet and the binary numbers. What makes this so interesting is the fact that you, Matt Drudge, Limbo, Sean Hannity, Fox News, Brit Hume, and a whole bunch of others have really pushed the agenda that we've had and understood how to debride all of the nonsense that went on. I want to give special thanks to Lou Dobbs, who on the major networks really kept pushing on and saying, look, you Republicans are a failure. You Democrats are a failure.
And we know the White House and Hillary targeted him and had him removed. So let's stop there in the time we have. This is amazing, Dr. Pachenik. This moment in history, let's look at who the players are behind her, what she might pull. Clearly, the communist Chinese are in a very belligerent mode. They say they're buying all six Hollywood studios. They've got Philippines running around, popping up and down, insulting us. Obama has to get off the back of planes. They think she's getting in. They're really with the Saudis behind all this from my research. Why would our elites allow this? This is literally insane. Even we have corrupt elites, this is like letting us be completely decapitated when America's been the whole power of this modern empire.
Let me explain something. I know you think the Chinese are involved in all of this. First of all, I've worked in Hollywood. I'm a member of the Producers Guild. Hollywood is finished. For the most part, they can buy whatever they want.
No, I know you know that, but you personally told me that Hillary is a Chinese operative, though.
No, I've never doubted that. What I want to get to is a far more important point about China, and China is listening right now, and they know I know this. If we want to bring down China, it's very easy for us to do it. 500 million Chinese above the Yangtze and the Yalu River have absolutely no water. The Chinese are poised against the Indian Army as well as the Pakistani
Kashmir.
Army.
No, I know we can bring them down, but we don't have the elite to do it. That's my problem.
No. You always keep your gun loaded, but you don't pull the trigger. The Chinese have been warned repeatedly that water, without water, they cannot.
I agree. So why are they so belligerent right now?
They're not. They're doing what's best for their interests. Right now, you know, everybody claimed the Russians were belligerent. They weren't. The Chinese are really far more interested, and I'm not apologizing for the Chinese. They're far more interested in building a merchant supply system along the lines that the Dutch did around the 15th and 16th system. They're not interested.
Dutch East India model. Yeah, I get it.
It's the Dutch Indian model. They are now building railroad tracks in Djibouti, in Africa, in the Indian Ocean. They're far more interested in picking up the resources.
Sure. So here's the bottom line. I know I'm jumping around, Dr. Pechenik. Major counter coup. How is that coup taking place? Obviously, WikiLeaks, more coming, talk of press conferences if Hillary doesn't do the right thing. I mean, what else can
you
impart?
The fact that you and I are talking, the fact that Hillary had to mention Alex Jones and the presumed nonsense that came out of our stations, the fact that you have become a very serious threat to the establishment has already been a very major accomplishment of the counter coup. And that's why our intelligence services works through this. And they're not using you. They're simply stating, for the same reason that the Secret Service came through and said, look, Hillary cannot function. She has had Parkinson's disease. We've mentioned that.
Sure, none of us are manipulating each other. We just see the same thing happening.
Well, the point is, what you want is a definitive end to this person. That's not going to happen. What's going to happen, because the way we work in America, is that gradually we will take away every political power that she has, including Uma Abedin, Peter Kachik, Podesta, and all those.
So we'll undermine and bring down her minions.
Well, exactly correct. We're warning them now that we will go after them, and they are highly vulnerable. And everyone who's been a part of the Clinton Foundation or received money, we have their names. We have their names. We know the amount of money that they've received, and it's very easy for us to pick it off. For example, this Peter Kachik, he better resign, because we can go after him for collusion. We can go after him for irregular activities as a lawyer. If we want, we can go after Dick Steen Shapiro for many other travesties. They can come back and say whatever they want, but I know Barry Levin. And what I'm saying is, this is a warning to them. This is a warning to everyone there. Now, you know I do not give a warning. You know as well that what I've said comes around in time. I cannot give you an endpoint, but I will tell you, come November 8th, Trump will declare the fact either he's won or it is a corrupt election. Once it's a corrupt election, the American public can protest in the streets peacefully and refuse to accept the inauguration of Hillary Clinton. We will not accept that. So there are many months in between November 8th and January before the time she's inaugurated as a president. Hopefully she will resign or she becomes sick. It's not relevant to us. But if Obama thinks he can pardon us, that will not happen. If Biden thinks he can co-opt that, that will not happen. What will happen again is either we will call for a re-election with another candidate they pick. We will not accept Tim Kaine. He is part of the CIA. He's part of the nonsensical collusion that's occurred. We are also asking that John Brennan resign, because he's been a major source of problems for many, many things since 9/11 and onward. This is an issue that's come up among the 16 different intelligence communities, primarily military.
All right, Steve Pechenik, amazing. And again, Drudge has linked to your video from yesterday. It's going viral, millions of views. We'll be right back in 70 seconds for 5 more minutes. And Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily is joining us. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.